Well, good morning, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You know I'm super excited about today's show. Why? Because every Wednesday I am excited about spending my time with you. I'm so glad that I am able to do that every Wednesday right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is such a blessing. I'm so blessed and super excited about this month, also about this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I am joyful in it. We got so much to cover today, informative information that we're going to get. And it's going to be so good because this is Cancer Awareness Month. So what a way to kick off the month with our guest that's coming. Jenny Habacek is coming with us. She's an RN and an author with Charisma and Charisma Publishing Company. And she is going to be sharing with us about her new book, Cancer Free. Are you sure? Can't wait to hear that. Then we got our interview with Dougie Fresh, the human beatbox. Been in the business for over 30 years. Looks good, doing great, sold out venues. Then we got Gina G bringing us trending tea. And what she say? She's going to be coming on shortly. And also we got personal fitness trainer Elizabeth Brooks bringing us our 5 minutes of fitness today. So we got a full show. I'm excited, and I've got to get to this weather. Today in DC, it is mostly sunny. Our high is going to be 82 degrees, mostly sunny. Got a few clouds, but not much. Then in Detroit, you're cloudy at 64 degrees. Your high, still cloudy, is going to be 74 degrees with a little sun coming out later. Richmond, VA, you are 80 degrees and very sunny right now. 87 degrees is your high. Let's see, Dallas, Texas, you are cloudy right now, and you are a high of 88 degrees today. London, you are 64 degrees, and that is your high today. You are partly cloudy. Los Angeles, 69 degrees. You got scattered thunderstorms coming this afternoon between 12 and really all this afternoon. Your high is going to be 71 degrees. That's shocking to me. I don't know why. And Atlanta, Georgia, mostly sunny. 79 degrees is your mostly cloudy right now, and your high is 87 degrees. If I did not name your city, state, or country, you know what I always say. You're still blessed because why? This is the day that the Lord has made, and I love you, but most importantly, Yahweh loves you, okay? And this is a blessed day. I want to go right into ministerial minute. I don't want to hold up any time, okay? Because we're believing God for more time, but it's not today. But right now, I don't want to waste any more time. Ministerial minute with me. Okay, so the lessons that I've learned today, okay? Oftentimes, we don't know what God's will is for our lives, you know, from the day to day. And a lot of times when things are uncomfortable or things start shifting, we start calling, you know, claiming that it's demonic, that it's the devil. And we start binding and casting out before we even ask God, you know, what is this? And what do you want me to do about this? We just go right on in to what we've been taught or what we heard or what we think we should do. But the Bible says to lean not onto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, every step, every thought, every deed, everything you do, your job, your parenting skills, your relationship with your spouse, your coworkers, you know, trials, testings, tribulations, things that happen day to day, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And a lot of times we just assume so much, and I'm gonna be honest with you. The one thing I know I need to do is bind and cast out the spirit of assumption. That's what I know I need to do for sure before I do anything else. I want to get rid of that first and then go to God. And how do you get rid of that? First, go to God. And if your mind is still going, because we're leaning on our own understanding and we're worrying not about tomorrow because it's got issues of itself, or be anxious for nothing. I mean, the Bible tells us to not worry, not be anxious, and not lean onto our own understanding. Those are the three things. And to seek him, if we seek him first, all things will be added onto us. So I am choosing to believe the report of the Lord and seek him about every situation in my life before I just let assumption rule me any longer. Now, the reason why I say that is because when we assume a situation, we might be praying against something that God has willed and predestined. Something's going to take a little stretching. Some things might take a little ache and a little pain. Some things might feel like you're isolated for you to get to where God wants you to get, okay? Or to prevent you from getting a place that God doesn't want you in. And a lot of times we pretty much pray against what God's will is. Instead of assuming, we need to come in alignment with what God's will is and ask him for the strength to get through it. Ask him for the wisdom to get through it. Ask him for whatever you need to get through it, whatever, if it's finances or whatever it is. You know, maybe it might be a mentor, whatever it is, you know, whatever it is, he will give you what you need to get through it. So I don't want us to assume anymore anything. I have a story about this. Me and my co-host Gina G, we were actually on the road, and I had an event and I completely forgot everything, my books, my DVDs, my posters, my everything. I forgot everything. All I had was a suitcase. Now, in my mind, I'm like, girls trip. Ooh, I can't wait to go out. I know God's going to have his way. I trust he's going to do his thing. But I am excited about being with my girl, and we're going to hit the road. We gone. And something that I had wanted to do when I got there, maybe it was just not the thing that I should have been doing. God wanted me to be really focused. However, we realized that after the fact. So I'm sitting up here binding this and binding that and, you know, binding confusion and forgetfulness, and I'm going up in all of this stuff. And me and her, just after the event and such a wonderful time, we went back and got the stuff. Needless to say, took us a lot more hours to get to Columbia, South Carolina than expected. But yet and still, God just made it so easy for us. And we started, his presence was in the car. And we started talking about him. And after everything was said and done, Gina G said to me, you know what? I think that was God's will. I think we were supposed to do all because if we hadn't did all of that, I don't think we would have got the results that we got, that God would have. So I say all of this to say, if I had got there earlier, I might have been distracted with a little more fun than what I should have been. Not saying that I'm irresponsible. Sometimes you just need to, because people were inviting us to events, like networking with, you know, the mayor and networking with the radio station and networking with them. And, you know, I believe that God just wanted me to be focused on him. So that assumption, you know, me praying against that, thank God for his mercy and grace for me not knowing. But, I mean, I could have eventually just kind of prayed against his will. Also, another situation that I wanted to share real quick is that my son is having growing pains. And so I'm going up and binding and casting out, you know, the aches and the pains and blah, 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 and this and that. I haven't sought God to say, well, God, what is this? What's going on? I heard him clear as day say, these are growing pains. They are growing pains. His hormones are going. He's doing this. He's doing that. You know, with his body changing. And this is actually growing pains. So instead of me sitting up there binding and casting out, what I should be saying and what I've learned to say, just because God knows that this is what it is that God, make this transition in his life easy. You know, make this not be as painful. You know, be light on him, be gentle on him, you know, allow him to, you know, have a painless growth spurt, you know, instead of praying against it and putting the devil so involved in everything. I don't want the enemy in everything. He doesn't have access to everything unless we let him have access to everything. Confusion, aches and pains and claiming stuff, coming in agreement with him instead of speaking God's grace, God's word, speaking God over our situation, putting God in our situation so he would make our burdens light. Okay, I hope that made sense to you guys, but I just wanted to share that with you. Everything is not the devil. Some things are just going to happen, and God will give you the strength, the grace, and the mercy to go through it. He will equip you with everything you need to get through whatever it is, okay? And a lot of times we add additional things onto us by putting the devil in it, worrying about it, stressing about it, trying to figure out, trying to do it ourselves, and all of that, instead of putting God first and seeking him so he can do this thing And we just don't, it would be effortless on our end, and we will get the manifestation of his glory. All right. I just wanted to share that with you. I hope that blessed somebody. I'm loving you right now. This has been Ministerial Minute. So now we're going to transition right now with Jenny Habeckic. I'm sorry, Jenny. Help me.
That's okay, Dr. Tina. It is Habeckic.
Habeckic. Okay, did I say, okay, because yes. It's so different. I've never seen this last name, and it's got all big letters in it, y'all. Habeckic. Oh, man.
Yes, I hadn't seen it either until I met my husband, you know, years ago. I won't tell you how long, but yes, I agree with you.
I love it, though. I love it. I love your cover of your book. I'm so glad that you can join with us during Cancer Awareness Month and to kick this off with us. I'm so glad. Cancer Free. Are you sure? What made you come up with this title, Jenny?
Because, Dr. Gina, cancer is a pandemic in our country. We, as Christians and as just all humanity, we have our head in the sand. We don't want to recognize it until we get this terrible diagnosis. And it's 38% of people, all people, will get the diagnosis in their lifetime. And I'm here to tell you that it is a preventable lifestyle-driven disease. I call it a PLDD. And we can find it early. We can stop it. We can reverse it. You asked me what made me call the book Cancer Free, Are You Sure? Is because I had breast cancer in 2009, and I went through chemotherapy. My hair fell out. I had 6 surgeries. And then they told me I was cancer free. Then I went to a breast cancer support group because actually I started the group. I had this big group of women come together at our local Methodist church, kind of started a group there and brought a group that was dissolving. And what I learned just made my heart stop. More than half of the women in that room were told they were cancer-free, but yet they had the cancer, they were going through cancer a second time. And so then I learned about circulating tumor cells, and I learned about all the things that my doctors never told me. I learned that the cancer had been growing in my body for 7 to 10 years.
Wow.
At the time of diagnosis, even though my size was stage 1. Here's that stage 1, and I've had it all those years.
Wow.
So my mission is to get this message out and tell people how we can defeat this disease, because we have had the wrong approach. We've been chasing tumors. We've been waiting for people to get one foot on a banana peel before we offer them some toxic therapies.
And now, that is interesting that you say that. A lot of people are waiting to feel a lump or go and get something visible. But what you're saying is that the cancer cell could actually be laying dormant in you for years before you even get that. Is that what you're saying, Jenny?
Well, I'm saying it's not dormant. I'm saying the studies and the data has proven that a tiny little microscopic colony of cancer cells at 1 to 2 millimeters in size, which is like if you had a nice ballpoint pen and you put a dot on a piece of paper.
Right.
That size of a little tiny microcolony, which won't show up on a scan for many, 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 many years, is detectable in the blood stream
because this
thing has to be fed. It has blood flow going in and out. You know, I watched on the news this morning, the president gave a Medal of Honor to this gentleman that was a veteran, and he had just thrown his body in front of people. He's a medic, saved many, many lives, but he's battling lung cancer. And I just thought to myself, oh, my goodness, if he had gotten the early CBT lung test, because 80% of lung cancer is found at late stage. And that simple blood test will find it up to four years before you would even be able to see a tumor on a scan. But we are not, people aren't educated in this fast developing area to demand these tests from their doctors and to be able to become personally responsible for what's going on in their body, to connect with their creator and understand that their body is encoded in your DNA to heal. When you get a broken arm, it heals. You know,
right.
When you get a cut, it stitches, it heals. When you get cancer, it doesn't heal because we don't do anything to help the body to heal.
And you have been here because you are RN, right? So everybody knows that, you know, you are not only have you gone through this yourself, but you have a medical background. You say here in chapter 29, suggested testing uses, and then in chapter 31, functional testing overview. So you have a list of testings that we should be asking for or could ask for.
You can, because unfortunately, I wish that we lived in a clean world where we weren't eating the trans fats and we weren't eating a high sugar diet and we weren't having all these issues that were causing the DNA mutations and the mitochondria dysfunction in our cells, which is what we believe now to cause cancer. Because you don't catch it, you grow it usually. You know, you're not born with it. If you have healthy cells, they become distressed and they start functioning in a different way, fermenting sugar as a survival mechanism. And so we live in a world where we like to show me, prove me, prove it to me. Where's the study on that? So I thought, well, okay, so I can tell people there's a bunch of screening tests you can get. I explain them in my book, how to ask your doctor for them. If your doctor won't give it to you, fire your doctor. We need to take back our power as healthcare consumers and find a doctor who'll order it for you. If you are scared that you have lung cancer or breast cancer or whatever, stop, you know, relying on a mammogram, because it's not going to find it until you qualify for some very
Dog, that is such a rude awakening, Jenny.
And Dr. Jenny, if you've already got cancer, I can tell you, the book will tell you how to insist on additional testing that will help you get a targeted therapy if that's the route you choose. I had a gentleman, I was speaking out in Florida a couple of months ago, when I mentioned one of the tests, and he was really given a day or two to live. They said, we're not even sure you'll make it out of the hospital. And he insisted that the doctor order this test that I talked about. They found a target. And I actually spoke to him earlier this week. He looks great. He's gained like 25 pounds. And, I mean, it's like the cancer's just melting away. But, you know, so I'm just a voicemail. I'm just a messaging system. I feel like the Lord, I know he hates cancer. We have gotten it wrong, and he's revealing truth that cancer is not the lump or bump. It's something that started many, many years before, and he created your body and my body and everyone else's body to be able to correct those situations.
This book right here is full of information. I mean, the cost of different tests and different, I mean, it's got everything in here, the type of medication, the cost of different examinations. And I mean, this is so informative. This is so informative.
It is, because I wanted to make it simple, because you know what? When you get a diagnosis of cancer, or you're afraid, or fear comes over you, you don't think clearly. Just, you know, and if I had had this book in 2009, I would have done things very differently, very, very differently. So I did this as out of my weakness, I found strength, and I want to just transfer that strength to everyone who has been or is concerned about or wants to prevent a cancer diagnosis. And I feel like if we started doing what I talk about in this book, the doctors will all be shaking their head because they won't know what to do with us, because we'll go for scans and they'll be clean, but yet we'll have some cancer cells in our blood and we're saying, hey, let's work on my immune system. You know, I was exposed to mercury. Let's detox that out of my body. Help me figure out how to fix, you know, get on some enzymes and fix my diet. And then let's test me again in 6 months. And watch the cancer go away.
I mean, because you got everything from, and I want to target something real quickly. You have everything in here, about colon, breast. This book is thick and very informative. HPV. Can you tell people more about HPV, Jenny? Because, you know, I don't remember people talking about it. Now they got commercials, and now at my son's school, they're requiring that they have an HPV test. What is this all about? So for people that don't know what that is.
They're vaccinating these kids for HPV who aren't even sexually active and shouldn't be. You know, it's crazy, and the vaccines have so many, you know, bad things in them. I'm not a vaccine expert, but I would caution parents to really do their research before they do all these vaccines. There's some natural ways to inoculate your child, and we're dealing with government entities. But the HPV is a virus that, you know, that is positive, and many people who have like ovarian and cervical cancers, and it's going through, because once again, it's a preventable lifestyle driven disease. We are causing it because we're having you know, sex out of wedlock with multiple people, and we're spreading these things, and it's a plague. Once again, it's something that we're causing, and it can be dealt with. And the thing is, most HPVs, I have a thing called Cancer Free University at cancerfreeuniversity.com. And I'll tell your viewers, if they want to enroll in that half price, they can just put in Cancer 50 on the payment screen. But I interview a doctor there specifically about HPV, and she says that really that vaccine only is for like a couple of the strains, and there are a multitude of strains of HPV. So to think that the vaccine protects you is really not all that it's cracked up to be. There are many strains of HPV. So there's more to all of this. And so I explain it. I even went and interviewed a bunch of these experts. And I'm just trying to reveal truth. And that's, you know, there's really, it's a lot of work to write a book. I'm not an author. And I'm so thankful for Charisma to come on alongside and help me get this message out. Because it is truly a life-saving message, and it's my joy to take someone's burden, to make it a little bit lighter, and to give them the tools they need to make better decisions, and to stay healthy and live cancer-free.
I am so grateful and thankful to have crossed your path, and that we are sister authors with the same publisher, because this is such a blessing. I want this to get out to everyone. This needs to be in everybody's household, this book right here. Cancer Free, Are You Sure? Gina G, that's my co-host, Jenny. How are you?
Yes.
Did you want to ask her anything? The nurse is on the line.
The nurse on the line. Well, she really, really helped me when she spoke about do your research, because I wish that I didn't have to give my child any vaccinations from birth. So it's true that we need to do our research and see what they are really, I guess, pumping into our children. I mean, even the flu shot, you know, it makes me nervous. How do you feel about the flu shot?
Okay, this is what I do, and I'm just going to give a shout-out to Dr. Peter Osborne. If you guys will Google or just go into the Internet and search Dr. Peter Osborne, vitamin D, flu protocol, and he has a protocol of taking high dose. It's really not high dose. It sounds like a lot because vitamin D is an international unit, but you can order on Amazon these 50,000 international unit capsules or little tablets of vitamin D, and it will tell you exactly how to do that. It's a natural inoculation against the flu. And so that's what I do, and that's what I do with my kids. They all come over. I give them their 12 vitamin D capsules, and they know how to take them for like 4 days. And, you know, that's just what, that's how we do it.
Right.
My daughter went to Texas Christian University. She had the flu shot her freshman year. They call me, your daughter has the flu, and she's the second one to get the flu.
Right.
And both of them had the flu shot. And
yeah,
want to send her home.
I don't do the flu shot. My mom, it's people that really live by that. Like they just, it's everything.
Right.
But I don't do it. Me and my son don't do the flu shot at all.
It's scary.
Well, they gave it to her at the school. They made the students have them, and so it was just a big old mess. And then they wanted to send her home and spread it to all of us. I said, wait a minute, she's already there.
She already there. Keep it there.
I will send some soup. I will have things delivered, but you are not sending her home.
Right.
You know,
she got it from you. Thank you.
Right.
Exactly.
My daughter may never forgive me for that one. But, you know, sometimes you have to use wisdom. You know, and she was fine in 5 days, and they put her in her dorm room, and she had to stay there for 5 days, and she was already in there with her roommate. I mean, it was just seemed silly what they were doing. But anyway, no, we really have to think about, you know, I know we're no longer in the Garden of Eden, but I don't think God made mistakes with our immune system. But I do think that we are the ones making the mistakes with our immune system, with our lifestyle.
I agree with that.
Because one of those big Cokes or sodas will knock a kid's immune system down by 50% for several hours. And you see these little children going along with these big old sodas. And, you know, I just shake my head because the parents don't know what they're doing to that child's immune system.
They don't. But this is why I'm so thankful that God has raised you up, girl, for such a time as this, because Gina's going to get a book and she's going to have it for her family.
Yeah,
I got my copy. I thank you so much, Jenny. Please tell everybody how they can follow you on social media.
Sure. Actually, I have on Facebook, I do a Facebook Live every Wednesday morning around 9 a.m. And that is on my Cancer Free University Facebook page. And I do that with an organization called beatcancer.org. And then Charisma has my book available on Amazon. So you can go there. You want to, my older version of it is out. When I self-published, so you want to make sure you get the one with me with the red scrubs on the front. And that will be the most up-to-date information that I believe you can get anywhere when it comes to this topic.
Yeah, you can get this anywhere. This is awesome. I got that copy with the red scrubs on. And I'm excited about it. Jenny, is there any last minute, just a summary that you want to give to the listeners before you go?
I just want to say, if you're, just let go of the fear, have faith, believe your body can heal, and then take action to help your body to heal, because cancer does not have to be a death sentence. We were never meant to have this disease. We can live cancer-free, and I am here spreading the word, bringing out new information to help everyone do just that.
And Jenny, I thank you for that, because I really would like to have you back on this month, if that's possible. Maybe we can work something out, because I know you have so much information to share, to give to everyone, you know, just in case, or to be preventive and stuff. But if you can touch the hearts of people just to share your testimony, your walk, a little more, to help someone that may be going through that right now, I would really appreciate that. Is there any way that we can fix it where you can come back on this month on a Wednesday?
Actually, I'm on a television show tomorrow. My schedule's pretty crazy, but if you reach back out to Charisma, they can pump you back in, and I would love, love, love to be able to help you guys get this message out, because it's so, so important.
Okay, so it'll be on a Wednesday, so I'll get in touch with them, and we'll work that out and see when you can come back on, maybe in a couple of weeks or so, okay?
Sure, that would be awesome. I would love to, and I thank you for having me. The Lord just puts people in my path that I'm supposed to meet up with. And I know there are people out there listening today that are going to be encouraged.
They are encouraged, because I am. I cannot wait.
I am.
I mean, I read some of it. Aren't you, Gina? Like, I'm really like, you know, you've motivated me to really look into this and really be more stern on my visits to the doctor, you know, like start asking more questions and not just let them guide the way. Because like you said, there's tests out there that now we, with this book, we know what they are and we can ask. I'm going to take my book with me.
I have seen people that were one day from death recover and become healthy again. So don't ever give up. There's always a way out. And I always see Jesus has never let me down. So I'm just so I'm just honored to be able to help anyone that needs it. So. Yes,
well, we definitely thank God for you. Thank Yahweh for you. All right, Jenny, thank you so much. You got to go follow her. Again, tell them where to follow you on social media.
Okay, I'm on Facebook on Cancer Free University. Also, Cancer Free, Are You Sure? And then just under my name, Jenny Hrbacek. And I do have a Twitter, which is, I'm not even sure what my Twitter is, but just put in Cancer, I believe it's Cancer Free Expert. Cancer Free EXPRT.
Hrbacek. I like that name. It's strong. Jenny Hrbacek.
Yes.
All right. I love that.
Yes,
it sounds so
Twitter.
Strong with all them big
tweeting letters
in there. Hrbacek.
Yes.
It's spelled Hrbacek. Hrbacek.
That's it.
I love
That's
it, Jenny.
It.
Yes. Well, listen, we're going to make sure you get back on with us. And thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and sharing all of this informative information. We are equipped now. Gina and I, we're going to take our book to the doctor's office like it's a Bible. We're going to church. We're going to have our Bible in our hand going to the doctor, gynecologist next time we go.
You're going to take your doctor back to school is what you're going to do. So,
all right.
Very good. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Jenny. That was good running, Gina. I can't wait to get to your book, girl. All right. Okay. So we're going to take a commercial break. And then we got our interview with Dougie. What's his name, Gina G? We'll be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, a few more.
Hello, 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 hello.
All right, so just close by saying, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Make sure you stay tuned to Gina's radio chat.
Pretty good. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hey, guys. This is Dr. Deatra Hicks from Your Husband is Cheating on Us on Bravo TV. You heard it first right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Can you turn the light on?
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Dr. Gina's
radio
chat. It's ready.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Doug B. Fresh, and you're checking out Dr. Gina's radio chat, where we talk about real things with real people. This is what it's all about.
Thank you, Doug. Can I just ask you one question? I mean, how does it feel to just still be continuously loved all over by all hip-hop fans, man? How you feel about that love?
You know, I feel that what you give is what you get. And I'm very genuine and sincere in what I do and why I do it. And I appreciate it tremendously. I don't take it for granted. You know how sometimes you take things for granted, and when you least expect it, you lose it.
I love that. But let me just tell you this. All the women, you fine, man. I'm going to tell you what everybody want to say. You have aged well. You look good. You are fine. And we love you. We're going to always love you, Dougie. This is my co-host, Gina G.
Hey, Gina G. Nice to meet you, Dougie.
Gina Jane on the scene.
I love it. All right, take a picture, Gina.
Let me get it in.
Okay. Dougie.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gina. I had a ball watching this man
killed that stage like he was 19 years old.
Killed it. We was both, I don't even think I saw anybody but him the whole time he was on that stage. I barely got any video of the audience. I got a few. I think I took some to me and you, but I was so like in awe.
You were focused.
Right?
You were focused on Dougie Fresh. I mean, you had that phone and you just recorded his whole, I mean, you zoomed in and out. And you, I mean, we were literally right there anyway. I mean, you know, we were right on the side of the stage. We were backstage with Dougie, and we got a chance to interview him all the way, walk with him, talk with him all the way to his van and have a personal interview.
And it was personally escorted to go and do the interview in his van.
Yes, we were. And I mean, Gina, you stayed professional as much as you wanted to go crazy. You kept it together. You kept it together enough to talk to him. But it was just an amazing night. And just to see Dougie Fresh look so good and perform effortlessly like that, it just blew my mind. I was speechless.
He loves his fans, and you know, I love what he said about, you know, he gets what he gives out, and that's what he loves, because he feels like that's the exchange, you know, of giving out, so he gets it back, and that's so special to me. And I did kind of stutter a little bit when I wanted to tell him how fine he was. I stuttered a little bit because I wanted it to sound very professional, but I was really fanned out. I'm serious. I was really like, oh my God, I finally got that.
I've been
going to interview him since 2016, since the show started, like a year later. I have been wanting to interview him, and let me tell you why. Because I just think that he has aged so well. And for him to just, you know, come out into his own, just his swag and, you know, just his flow. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I just was like, because before he was Dougie the beatboxing kid and we were all young. Now he this dude that's like making a difference in communities, and he's aged well, and you know, he's performing everywhere, and the love that he's receiving because he's just so cool. You don't hear nothing bad about him or nothing. And I'm like, dang, he my age. You know, then he goes to my age.
And I'm like,
it ain't many like that. It ain't many like that. You know what I'm saying? My age. So anyway,
I enjoyed every moment of it. And when he hit me with that Gina Jean on the scene, I was just floored. I'm like, this man is just crazy. That's what's wrong with him. He's crazy.
I thought that was so personable. He made it very personable. But like I said, you know, it was a crowd chasing him down to the point that they got on top of the stage. On top of the stage when the show was over. We trying to, everybody, the stage handlers and the radio people trying to get him off, everybody off the stage, because it was a $25,000 fine if they didn't get off the stage by 11 o'clock. But Dougie was like, I got to take these pictures with these people. I can't just, you know, and his assistant, she bossed lady up, but cool as heck at the same time. I mean, wasn't rude or anything, but she let him know, if y'all don't get in a straight line, we're not doing this no more. And he was like, no, let me just get this. No, let me just get this one person. No, let me get it. And then the father, remember the father was
big. Yes.
Tell us, Gina, tell us about it. Cause you know, I can go on.
Yes. Oh my God. Well, first of all, not only was the radio personality trying to get him off the stage, they were also trying to get their pictures as well. Let's just put it out there.
Let's just be clear.
Because everybody wanted a picture. Everybody wanted something of Dougie Fresh. So they was trying to work and get pictures at the same time.
Full force was trying to get, they got their pictures.
Yeah, they got their pictures. Other artists wanted a picture with Dougie Fresh. That's just how special and how instrumental his being is to music and hip hop. So it was just great. And his dad, for those that don't know, Dr. Gina is probably about only 2 inches taller than me, and I'm 5'2". And she was trying to stand there to get either another glimpse, a picture, something, and there was this wall that was in front of her. Come to find out, that wall was Dougie's dad.
That was about 7 feet tall.
Good. He was like 7 feet tall. I mean, he looked amazing. But he was there watching his son. So that goes to show you, it don't matter how old you get, your parents are always going to be there to protect you and watch over you. But that man was tall, and he was not letting nobody get to Dougie. Okay? At all.
And you know what? The thing that was so cool is that we had already made contact with his assistant. And she was like, just stay right here and I got you, right? So we was cool, yep. Me and you. But everybody was just trying to get in front and around. And I was like, but I can't even see what's going on because this wall right here, I can't even see. But let me tell you how much favor we had, y'all. We had so much favor with this. It was effortless on our part, for real, because the lady never forgot that she promised us that we would get this interview, right? And so, to make a long story short, people thought we wasn't going to get it. They was like, so what you doing? I said, we about to get an interview. Oh, okay, well, good luck. Oh, well, good luck. Oh, okay. I don't think that's going to happen. And the girl said, come on, y'all come with me. And so every time she said that, I was like, let's go. And then Dougie had to take more pictures. And then we'd be trotting right behind. And Dougie take more pictures. And then she was like, okay, we out of here. Let's go. And I grabbed Gina's hand. Gina, what was you thinking when I grabbed you and dragged you home?
I said, oh, we on the move. We are on the move. It is happening right now.
It was so good. It was just a good night. We got so many things to share with you guys, but that was like the ultimate highlight, especially for me, because I have been wanting to interview Dougie Fresh for a while. And just even, you know, with management and things like that and all that stuff, just to be able to get him pinned down, to be able to do it was just amazing. So I'm so thankful that it finally happened. All right. Yeah. We got to shift because we got Elizabeth Brooks with fitness, and we're going to talk more about Saturday and this week, Nick. Elizabeth Brooks.
Hey, Gina.
Hey.
Hey, Gina.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
All right, good. I'm so glad. And I wanted to, just tell you guys, you know, the weather is beautiful. Stay outside, okay? It's going to get bad, and it's probably going to get bad. When it gets bad, it'll be really bad. But we have to milk this good weather while we can. But you guys know, I'm here for our 5-minute fitness tip. And I have some, pretty awesome things I'm going to share with you all today relating to cardiovascular disease. And so I really want to spend some time talking about this because these are very serious issues. Our community is really struggling with cardiovascular disease. And so, I don't know, maybe a lot of people don't know what some of the risk factors are. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. The risk factors for cardiovascular disease are things that increase the likelihood that you'll have some kind of coronary heart disease or some issues with stroke, high blood pressure, things of that sort. And so I really want to talk today about how we can get a better understanding of what cardiovascular risk factors are. And I'd like for everybody to take out a pencil and paper and just jot down whether you fall into one of these categories or not. And the more risk factors you have, the greater the likelihood that you will have some kind of cardiovascular disease or coronary heart disease. So it's something that we want to be serious about relating to our health. We need to pay attention to what's going on with our bodies, but we also need to be paying attention to what some of our risk factors are. And some risk factors are things that we can change, and some are things we can't change. And so I want to talk about some of those modifiable changes we can make in our lives to decrease our cardiovascular risk, and then we'll talk about some of our some of those risk factors that we cannot modify, the non-modifiable ones. So modifiable risk factor number one, physical inactivity. If you are not exercising, that exponentially increases your risk for cardiovascular disease. Let me say it again, because maybe some people didn't really hear it. Maybe it didn't really sink in. If you do not exercise regularly, it automatically increases your risk for cardiovascular disease. And that is a minimum of 3 workouts per week for 30 minutes. That's like an hour and a half of cardio will totally reduce your risk for cardiovascular disease. And this is something that we need to really get on board with. No matter what's going on in your life, you can take 30 minutes three times a week to work out. It's just unacceptable to not do that. And you don't need a gym for that, people. I cannot stress the importance of just putting, you know, that feather in your cap for the week, you know, when you're doing your workouts and getting those workouts in and saying, okay, I just made my life and my heart that much stronger. I've just increased my chance for longevity. So I just want to make a note about physical activity. You guys know I'm a personal trainer. I go to fitness every day, talk to people about fitness every day. Let's get those three workouts in minimum every day, every single week. A second risk factor is tobacco use. Now, remember, if you smoke, that automatically smoking will kill you, period. Okay, read the package, people. It says it on there. The Surgeon General's warning is on there on those packages of cigarettes. And if you are a woman, your risk for contracting some kind of coronary artery disease is even higher. Okay, women only, if you smoke 3 to 4 cigarettes per day, your risk for cardiovascular disease increases like 80%. 80%. Just if you smoke. If you're a man, you have to smoke like 7 to 9 cigarettes a day to have the same kind of impact on your body. So, ladies, come on. Let's give up those cigarettes. I love you. I know it's hard. It wouldn't be worth it if it wasn't hard. Let's give up the tobacco. In addition to that, remember your diet. We have to reduce, you know, the amount of fat that we're taking in, saturated fat in particular. Okay, let's give up steak and cheese, people. Okay, we need to give up the steak and cheese altogether. Okay, because those kinds of things in our diets just don't help us keep those fruits and vegetables going. Those lean meat, chicken, fish, stuff like that is going to keep your cardiovascular risk down. High blood pressure. If your blood pressure, your systolic blood pressure, that's that top number that they give you, is 140 or above, your risk for cardiovascular disease is increased, okay? So we want to keep our blood pressure at those good ranges, okay? 100, 110, over whatever, 60, over 50. You know, let's be mindful of your blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, put a little check on that paper. That increases your cardiovascular risk quite a bit, as well as, finally, obesity. Now, I'm saying modifiable because these are all things that we can do something about. You can decrease your blood pressure by just doing cardio three times a week. Obesity, let's work on our weight, ladies and gentlemen. We have got to keep our weight down. We have to be mindful of what we put in our mouth, and we have to exercise regularly. It's just that simple. So those were like your modifiable risks, things that you can do something about, okay? Your non-modifiable risk, family history. Now, you don't have a lot of control over where you were born or who you were born to, but we were all born in the right place at the right time. God did not make a mistake. You just need to be mindful of what the risks are based on what your family history is. If your father or your brother has had a heart attack before the age of 55, the likelihood, it increases your risk. So put that check there. You know, you need to know and if you don't know this information about your father, your brother, your close aunts and uncles, you know, you need to know what's going on in those family members that are close to you. And if your mother or sister had a heart attack before the age of 65, it increases your risk for coronary heart artery disease. Also, if you have diabetes, that increases your risk for cardiovascular disease and stroke. And these are definitely things you can't change. Your age, okay, if you live long enough, if you live to be over 55, it literally increases your stroke risk by double just by getting older, people. So that's why you have to be mindful of all those other risk factors, those modifiable risk factors, things you have control over, because you want to live to be the next age. I mean, you're not going to be able to change that, but you can modify those other modifiable risk factors. Also, your gender, men are at greater risk for cardiovascular disease, and women, listen, premenopausal women, okay, are at a greater risk for cardiovascular disease, okay? So as women get older, you know, it just increases our risk automatically.
ethnicity.
Wow.
Listen, Black people, okay, African Americans and Asians are at higher a risk for or people of African descent. Even, you know, if you're from Kenya or if you're from, you know, you're from Washington D.C. and you're African American, you are at greater risk for heart disease. People who are of African descent or who are of Asian descent are just at a higher risk for cardiovascular disease. And you know that's not something that you can control. You're born who you're born, okay, as, all right? And then I wanted to remind everybody finally that, believe it or not, your social economic status increase. If you are poor, the likelihood that you're going to have a higher risk for cardiovascular disease is increased by twice. It doubles just based on your economic status. And a lot of that has to do with our food choices and things like that, and the conditions under which we live, and the stress levels that we live under. If we're less advantaged than others, it does increase your risk for cardiovascular disease. So I want everybody to get on board with this. I want everybody to get on board with the World Health Federation. You know, they have a 2025 goal of reducing cardiovascular disease by 25%. So we want to just get on board with taking care of ourselves. And one of the primary things you can do that, everybody, is get those three exercise workouts in every single week. If you're already doing 3 30 minutes, bump that up. That even will help you more. Okay?
I love it. I love it, Elizabeth Brooks. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Okay. So if you guys want to reach out to me, I'm at my website is www.thinkingcorrectly.com. Don't forget the L-Y, thinkingcorrectly.com. Or you can email me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. I love you guys. Take care of yourself.
Oh, we love you. This has been so informative. This is right on time, especially with Jenny Habecki. She was on earlier telling us about detecting cancer cells and things like that. So this is, you know, we need this today, right, Gina?
Absolutely. We sure do. We need it all.
Yeah, we need all of it. Make awareness. That's what we have to do. Bring awareness. All right, Elizabeth Brooks, until next time. Loving you,
okay.
Sister.
Bye, Gina. Love
Bye.
You.
Right.
Bye. Bye. Love you now. Okay, Gina G, we only got a couple of minutes. What you want to talk about, girl? We got what she say, a trending tea. We got like a few more minutes.
Well, we can do a little trending tea because I'm really excited about it. Amazon has raised their minimum wage to $15 an hour the U.S. That is a very, very big deal, people. I mean, if every job raised that minimum wage, people could live better and people would spend more money. So it would be good for the economy. So if everyone else can kind of take suit and follow, I mean, I just think changes will come. Oh, now we got to talk. Oh, God. We got to talk about this president that we have over here in the United States.
I know.
Trump is out here. Honey, he is out here mocking the accuser of sexual assault. He is, the guy Brett. I don't know if everybody knows, but Brett is a guy from the Supreme Court who was accused from high school, said he sexually assaulted her and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So Trump is basically trying to blame the lady, basically trying to say that, you know, how does she not remember everything else, but she remembers that she had one beer? You know, he's basically just making it seem like, you know, it's all her fault and that she's wrong for bringing this up after so long. Also, he was asked the question, how does he feel about young men in America today? And he says that he feels awful for the young men in America because you can be accused of anything and be found guilty.
Wow.
So he's playing it so, oh my gosh, our president, please continue to pray for our president here in the United States. I mean, I'm so glad they didn't ask him about the young black men in America because I'm scared of that answer. I don't even know what that answer is going to be.
I don't know what I would do.
I don't even know. But we got to pray for the families in Indonesia, you guys. They had an earthquake and a tsunami. I mean, the death toll was over 1,400 people, and there's over 70,000 people misplaced. So we got to send our love and prayers out to Indonesia. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, the what she say is just real simple. We got to start loving ourselves. That's, you know, one of Dr. Gina's mottos is loving you.
We got to start loving ourselves, because if we don't love ourselves, there's no way we're going to be able to love anyone else. So it's just real short and sweet to say, you know, today, what she said, yeah, I said it. Love yourself. Love your short hair, your long hair, your short lashes, your long lashes, your booty, your no booty, your big boobs, your no boobs. I mean, you're just going to have to love everything, because you don't love yourself, no one else is going to take you seriously. That's all I'm
going to
say.
Well, what she said was on point. I love it. I love it, Gina G. This was a great show. We are so out of time right now. Like I said, I wish we had more time, but we don't right now, but we will. So y'all keep praying with us that God will extend it, because this is, I mean, it's just so many great things. We got Sunshine is going to be doing an interview with us next week. Sunshine. What's the song? Heard it all before.
Yes, Sunshine Anderson, baby.
Yep, Sunshine Anderson going to be joining us next Wednesday. And we're going to talk about all that she's been through and all that she's been doing. God is really amazing, you guys. But we got to go. Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, joining me and Gina G. As always, we love you guys. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We loving you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
I'm walking in my favor, gonna happen sooner or later. I'm walking. Listen, y'all, this is Lucinda Moore, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am walking in my favor.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.